Welcome to We Hungry, the podcast where we give you our personal takes from local St. Louis restaurants on whether or not it's worth your time. We'll cover several things about our restaurants, from the cost and presentation of the food and drinks, to the quality of service from the staff, to the atmosphere of the place itself. I'm Kayla.
I'm Carson, and on today's episode, we'll be talking about our dining experience at Rich and Charlie's, which is a kind of a, what do you call it?
It's a family Italian.
Yeah, family Italian restaurant. On we went to the Town and Country location.
So, Rich and Charlie's. Nice little cute Italian restaurant.
Yes, it's right off the high, it's in Town and Country, and it's right off of the exit. Coming south on 141. Is that 141?
I think so.
Yeah, and it's right across that it's across the street from that Walmart plaza. What? Not Walmart, Target.
What are you even talking about?
There's a Target center across the street.
Oh, yeah, it's like...
There's a Starbucks, there's a...
like where there's
a Japanese place, there's a Cooper's Hawk, there's a First Watch.
There's a Schnucks Plaza over there.
Also the Schnucks there.
Yeah, the Schnucks Woods Mill.
Okay.
It's over in that area. Okay, yeah, there's a Starbucks, there's a Target.
Yes,
okay.
I know there's a Starbucks there.
Okay, well, I'm just...
I have to know where my Starbucks locations
for
are.
For those that are not used to the area, I'm, you know, trying to be respectful. So it's off South Woods Mill-ish in 141 in Clayton, yeah. So right in that
area.
It's
a really small place in this old kind of older strip mall area. They're tied next to a pizzeria, which they also own. Mm-hmm. They serve, I believe, thin crust pizza, if I remember correctly.
I believe it.
We did not have a chance to order some. Mostly, we're just there for the Italian food.
We'll just have to give that pizza a try in the future, because I'm sure it's fantastic.
We could. I don't know if we want to do like a whole pizza run.
Pizza can just go throughout the year. St. Louis style pizza.
Oh, find the best place. That'll be interesting. That'll be good. Yeah. Okay. I'll keep. Oh, yeah.
And as much as I enjoy Emos because it's easy to get, it's not the best.
What?
I mean, the Provel is.
This is blasphemy.
But it's so expensive.
That's not what you said. You said it was not the best.
Yes, because all of the factors matter.
Okay, I don't think if you went anywhere else for a thin crust pizza, St. Louis style is going to be significantly cheaper. I'm trying to think where you could go.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find a place. We'll delve into this. We'll go into this throughout the year.
Blasphemy, I'm hearing.
We can have our pizza bites.
Ha, 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 ha. No. Okay. So this Rich and Charlie is a very small Italian. So it's a small family-owned place. It's you walk in, you kind of have like a order window.
Yeah.
Basically, you walk right for takeout that looks right into the kitchen, and then you walk maybe 15 feet and it opens to a small.
Oh, it's not even. That's like a five to 10 foot space, and then
hallway.
There's the dining hall.
Yeah. Space. But it's not even a dining hall. It's like
there's like
10 tables.
Yeah, there's not much at all.
One on the back, but the so it's been there for a while. So like it's one wall. It's like this old brick with like I call them like church windows.
It's a stained glass windows.
Yeah, stained glass windows. See, I don't know.
It's really cute because they're fake stained glass windows because it's an interior wall. So like they've definitely got lights behind the. Stained glass, so it constantly looks like they're lit up, like you've got a sunset coming in.
I don't know if they've always been fake though. I don't know. That's before my time. I've been going to this like this is like a place like my family my mom used to go to since 30 years now.
I would assume it's been that way.
Yeah, it's been the same location. It's not changed, yeah. Other than maybe a little.
No, based on that picture, like. It has very specific light sources.
Okay, I was like, the first time I went there was like 3, okay?
That's right.
And so in my mind, it's always been real.
I thought it was super cute that they did that. I thought it was fun. It made it feel more like, look, there's the sunset, you know, coming.
It's so out of place, though, but like I've gotten so used to it. Like, yeah. It's part of the character.
Yeah. No, it was really cute. I enjoyed that.
And then they also have like these, like a, on the very back wall, they have a giant, it's all mirrors just to make it look bigger.
Yeah.
Other than that, I like it. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. I think it was really nice. I really like the people there, the atmosphere. It's just like a lot of local people that would go.
Yeah.
And kind of get your, I don't want to say like traditional. Talk about the traditional dish for Italian food, but I feel like they have somewhat traditional Italian food.
I would say
so. At least to me.
It's very straightforward.
Yeah.
Obviously, anything we would get in an actual origin country would be better, but
that's true.
We're not flying across the pond right now, so.
I have been to Italy. They have good food. They got good wine too. Yeah. It's tough. I like the wine, but I don't know. Man, this is hard. I can't choose between the food and the wine there. It's really good. I gotta have them both.
Both? Okay, yeah, that's fair. So it's one of those where, like, if we're not going to Italy ourselves, I'd say it was pretty darn good.
Good, because you've never been there before.
No, I haven't. Yeah,
okay. You've always gone to like the hill. I don't know if you've even gone to the hill.
I've been a couple times.
Pasta House does not count. Pasta House and Olive Gardens don't count.
That absolutely does not count.
Okay.
So those are chains and they're not even worth it. That is what you get when you are like 16 and you need to go out on a date somewhere. You go to Olive Garden.
No, you go to Chili's.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You go to Chili's, apparently.
Where would you go? Okay, if you have those three choices.
Okay, but like,
a 16-year-old.
A 16-year-old?
Like, actually, I know there's a secret correct answer.
Here's the thing. I lived in Fulton, so we went to Columbia for stuff. And Olive Garden is right off the highway.
Where's the Olive Garden coming off of? By the mall?
Yeah.
But there's like eight Italian restaurants like right around that area. If you just go further down.
Yeah, but if you're an idiot kid from the country, you go for the thing that's you see.
I guess. So many better places there.
I mean, that's literally where we had one of our prom dinners.
Olive Garden?
A group of friends, yeah. We went to Olive Garden.
Where did we go? Oh, we went home. My date was tired. I had to drive someone else home.
It's pretty lame.
Because her date didn't go with... I think her date broke up with her. So
that, ooh. That's rough.
Yeah, they did. I remember that. No, they didn't. No, he wasn't. No, he had a robotics thing. That's why he couldn't go.
Nerds.
I know, because he was one of my roommates. they broke up the first year in college. I was like, so you want to talk about it? Because I literally just broke up like 6 months before he did. Yeah. I was like, you want to talk? I was like, no, all right, whatever. All
right, done. Conversation over.
Okay. Yeah, I would not go there. I would definitely go to Chili's. Chili's is way more fun than Olive Garden.
The Chili's in Como.
I don't think there is. Was there a Chili's in Como? Yeah, oh, there is. There is. It's by Cheddar's.
Yeah. Well, no, Cheddar's is where the Olive Garden is. Those are right next to each other.
Where's the Chili's?
The Chili's is off of...
This is bad because I lived there for like 63.
Yeah. It's over by the Sam's Club, Walmart.
No, it's Applebee's.
There's a Chili's over there.
Oh, there is a Chili's. I forgot. Sorry, I'm thinking of the other ones. Yeah, that's right.
I grew up out there. Sorry. I remember where these things are.
I would pass. Yeah, you think. This is what happens when I don't live there for a year.
My friend was a hostess there at the.
I do like Chili's, yeah.
At the Chili's. Chili's is weird, though, because it's like a little bit of everything.
Exactly. It's what's so good. But they're good at it.
It depended on when.
Everything they have is better than what they have at Applebee's. Everything they have is better than Olive Garden.
No, Applebee's sucks.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm not going to the TGI Fridays off that. That's even worse than Applebee's.
That's fair. They used to be really good when they first opened, and their quality just constantly went down.
It was bad. I think the only thing I like about it is the bar. They actually make pretty good drinks.
That's fair.
That's the only thing they're good at. Like, Applebee's are, like, mad drinks, but, like, you get mad food with mad drinks.
Yeah. I definitely, like, drank way too much. A couple times we went with my parents, because they're open on Christmas. And so, since mom's birthday is Christmas, mom doesn't want to cook on her birthday.
Yeah.
So, TGI Fridays is where we would go. There you go. Definitely got drunk a couple Christmases just from those drinks.
Yeah, they make pretty freaking good drinks. Yeah. It's the only place. Otherwise, I would not go there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
Back to Rich and Charlie's.
Back to Rich and Charlie's.
So I thought it was very cozy seeming.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it.
I think the if I haven't gone there for so many years now, mm-hmm. I think the location could be a little better.
Yes.
Because it's off the exit, but it's like, you're not even onto the main road yet. It's like literally right off the exit, and you make a hard ride into it.
Yeah, you like had to tell me, be like, no, you need to
turn now. No, you get to turn right now into the strip mall.
I'm okay. Like,
which strip mall? This strip mall.
Right here, right now. And I was just like, okay,
yeah.
Sure, I'm turning.
It's not an...
Yeah.
It's easy to miss, but it's not hard to get to. No. Kind of a deal.
Yeah.
But I do. That's the only thing I can say.
About yeah, it, you but, need to know. Where but you're
because
going.
I've been there so many times,
yeah,
I know where to go.
Yeah,
which is enjoyable.
Which I get.
Okay.
So they do start you off with bread,
free bread,
which I did appreciate. So bread,
fresh
and butter.
Bread.
Oh,
and butter.
It was like a nice, good, fresh, like
it's a good Italian bread.
Oh, it's a good Italian
I think it's like the bread you need for sauce, which is mm-hmm. what you're supposed to do, which yeah. is what it was for, and that's what I used it for. Great.
Yeah, I just enjoyed it with butter and just enjoyed the flavor of it. And it was.
Are you going through your butter toast phase again?
Butter toast phase.
Yeah, everyone has a butter toast phase where that's like all they eat is butter toast because it's like fantastic.
I mean, it is fantastic.
Exactly. That's why you have a phase.
It's like
this whole avocado toast thing that they had. It's like the OGs, the butter toast.
Well, the thing is with avocado toast is you're supposed to do butter first and then you put the avocado on.
Okay, so it was a build upon.
Yeah.
The butter toast.
Yeah. It's definitely a build up.
Yeah. See, the OGs is butter toast. Well, actually, the OGs is just toast.
That's
right. No, sorry, this is bread. And then they toasted it.
Sliced
and
bread.
Then it became butter.
Okay.
But yeah.
I went
through my butter toast phase. It comes and goes every now and then, actually.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, you need to get on it. It's bad. So much carbs. You'll only eat is butter toast.
Okay, but I've gone through like bagel phases.
That's different. Like, it's not the same.
No?
It's not the same.
I want bagel and cream cheese.
Any New York people who listen to this, you will understand.
What, the
bagels butter? And toast are two different things.
I mean, no, they are. Phases. That's not a question.
Yeah, but that's not count. You can't go to, like, I went through a bagel phase and count that as your butter toast phase.
I've also gone through, like, English muffin phases, but just toast?
It's butter toast. You can't just go through normal toast. That's boring.
Okay, I'm sorry. Butter toast.
We're not that poor. Okay?
We can afford the butter.
Yeah, we can afford the butter. Okay. We can afford the butter.
I don't have to go churn it myself.
You can if you want. I've had churn butter. It's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's a lot more whippy.
Yeah.
Than I thought it would. And I'm like, ooh. I don't know if I like this. I only like it on my pancakes. It's like,
yeah, no, I wouldn't want that on pancakes.
Whipped butter, that's what they do. Yeah. The butter they give you is pretty much whipped.
That's true.
Yeah. That's the only time I have it. I enjoy
it. That's a good point. Well, yeah, but usually I just put it in between the pancakes.
Wait, you put it in between? You don't eat like a sandwich?
Eat it like a sandwich?
You put it in between the pancakes.
Yeah, so it melts between the pancakes evenly.
No, you just spread it on top and you eat the first layer, and then you spread it on top and you eat the first.
No, I put it in between. So okay. that the heat of the pancakes melts the butter and then it disperses.
Okay. This is a whole nother topic. I'm not going to get into this. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Okay.
But I think we have to test these two different styles and see which is actually better.
We'll have to get some pancakes somewhere.
Okay.
And we'll experiment.
Pancake house.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay. So they service is really good. They do serve free bread and butter, mm-hmm, which is mm-hmm. I don't think they do that anymore these places.
A lot of places like there's some sort of charge with it.
Only place I remember is Outback?
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse.
I don't know. I can't go there. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Oh, yeah, the peanuts.
I'm going to go there.
Texas Roadhouse does have really good their rolls and butter.
Okay.
They've got like it's a sugary butter. So, of course, it tastes delicious.
That's how it works. That's how it works.
I think it's like a honey butter kind of thing. So, it's really good. I mean, there's no question there.
There's an Amish place that reminds me of where they serve like this it's like a peanut butter jam and there's like an apple jam. And they give you fresh rolls.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how much people like everything fresh, like brought fresh rolls, and then you can have this. Yeah. I can't remember what they call it. But, man, that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. Maybe next time we go to Texas Roadhouse, we'll steal you some rolls.
No, it's too much carbs. Don't know. It's not the same. You bring back rolls because then they're cold.
Right, but we could literally leave the place and bring them to you.
It's cold.
It's not going to be that cold.
It's not fresh. It has to be fresh.
So meaty.
This fresh bread. Either you get fresh bread or you don't get fresh bread.
But it's still good.
Okay. Anyways.
Okay, maybe I'll just steal you butter. How about that?
No, I don't. Travis bought me butter, I'm afraid. I'm like, what am I using butter for? I'm like, the only time I use butter is when I make a steak. And I put a slap of butter on it. Okay. That's it. I might use it for anything else. That's
interesting, but okay.
That's what you do!
Oh, is it?
Yes!
Okay.
Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
I know some people that would disagree with you.
Okay, you guys are watching more Food Network. Literally every chef on there does like, this is the way to do it. And I like, okay. And then I dive into like the whole like YouTube Food Network.
It depends on where you're getting the steak from. Is it a steak?
From a cow.
Is it a steak that's like a nice, is it a cheap steak? Or is it like you spent $30 on a steak?
Usually a cheap steak. If I'm spending $30 on a steak, yeah. I'm going to go to a restaurant and pay for it. I'm not going to go buy it myself.
Yeah. So it kind of depends on if it's going to need spicing, like spices to it or not.
Usually the steak comes raw, so yes.
Yeah.
There's no pre-seasoned steaks.
But meats taste differently.
Yes.
Based on their quality.
Yes.
So the higher quality doesn't need as much flavor added to it.
Yes.
The lower quality needs more flavor added.
Yeah. Okay. So would you get like a A5 beef and not put salt and pepper on it?
No, it's absolutely.
Exactly. See?
Okay, you didn't say salt and pepper. You just said butter.
I didn't. It's implied.
It's not implied.
It's implied to have salt and pepper. And then you have to, and then butter makes it taste better. Butter makes everything taste better.
I mean, that's fine.
It makes really, really good meat taste even really, really better. Okay. That's how it works.
Okay.
Anyways, service. Let's go into service here. We said there was free bread multiple times.
Yes.
The waitress was very nice.
Yes. She did not take physical notes, but she did then, like, double check our order. So, like, she went and put it in, and then she came back and was like, okay, I want to reiterate this real quick, and she spit it all right back at us, and it was perfect.
It's a good sign of a good waitress. Yes.
Yeah. No, she did a fantastic job.
Times I've noticed is that they're always, they're not like a younger... Mm-hmm. So what's the nice word I want to say? There ain't young people being waitressing at this place.
Yeah.
It's usually like, I don't want to say old people.
I'd say like 40s.
You know.
For her age, at least.
They ain't like the teenagers or 20-year-olds waiting at these tables. So like it's kind of more of a local place. It's more family. So it's like you're not getting a lot of high turnover for people, and you actually get people that actually care and actually like doing their job.
So it's not the 20-year-old college students working at Olive Garden who just need a job to, you know, help pay for school or whatever.
Yeah, or free food.
Right. Lots of free food. You know, it's the person that like, no, this is my job. This is what I do. You know, doing this job lets me do all these other things. So we got a couple appetizers.
Yes.
This was the toasted raviolis and the garlic cheese bread.
Oh, yeah, we did. I'm looking at my notes here.
Yeah.
We did get T-Ravs. They came in 8 pieces.
Yes.
I did not write down the cost of them.
I can pull it up.
I think everything here was priced equally, fairly well.
Oh, yeah. No,
especially the times that we have.
It was really good.
For Italian food.
Yes.
I'm not paying $20 a dish, let's say that.
Yeah.
T-Ravs, so they came in 8 pieces. Perfectly, I think it's perfectly breaded and, you know, toasted and fried well.
And it was only $10.
Yeah, it's not bad. It wasn't burnt, but it wasn't raw or cold either. So it wasn't like, you couldn't tell, like, you could tell they weren't frozen, let's say that.
Yes.
Type of thing.
They have that nice little crunch on the edge, but it was still soft in the middle.
Like, correct. And juicy inside. Yes. And it was hot. I remember that.
Yes.
Seasoned well, had the nice, you know, the cheese and the parsley and... Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's very tasty. There was a good meat balance, like meat to the ravioli ratio.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was good. They served it with a room temperature marinara. And it was just, I mean, granted, it was a standard marinara.
I don't know. I thought you could tell that it was more homemade. It wasn't like from a jar.
Yes.
It wasn't from like a can or something like that. And you could tell it wasn't like thrown in a microwave. It was actually like warm. Marinara sauce that they probably use for their other dishes that they have.
Yeah, it definitely felt like a freshly made, like there was tomato chunks in it still, like in a good way, like that they had literally like made the marinara. So that was cool. And they did, like, put a Parmesan cheese on top of it. So
cheese is always good.
Add more cheese.
I did like that.
So, yeah. So those toaster wraps were very good. Mm-hmm. I would definitely order those again.
The garlic bread, the garlic cheese bread. They're basically two sandwiches. Like, it's a good, like, what? You can get 6, 7, 8 inches. I don't know. I'm asking you. You can gauge.
I would say it was like.
I would say it's at least 6. Okay. Palms does not count. You can't show our audience your palms.
I can't.
It was like. I'm gonna say like.
I'd say like 8 inches, maybe.
I would say between a 6-inch foot. I'm trying to think like a foot long because I had a Subway today. so I'm trying to think between this. It's basically if you order like a meatball sub.
Yeah.
It's like that big.
Yeah. So there was like four pieces, I think, in total. Or was it six?
No, it was two. It was two long pieces and we just cut it in half.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. We just ripped it in half.
Because it was actually long.
It was a lot of...
Lots of cheese.
Yes.
Toasted perfect. I think the bread was toasted. It wasn't burnt.
No.
And it wasn't like soft or it wasn't toasted enough. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that. So it's freshly hot.
Yeah.
The cheese was nice and that was very cheesy.
And I think we decided that it was Provel.
Yes, I think so.
Based on the flavor profile.
Yeah, I don't think we asked. Yeah. This is something I think we disagreed on. I thought, how did I say this? Did you say it was too garlicky or not enough? Because that was the opposite, I think.
I think I said it wasn't very garlicky.
Okay, I thought it was enough. Okay. Like it wasn't overpowering for the cheese, but like enough where it's subtle enough where you could get hints of it. Not saying it couldn't be more garlicky, but yeah. I don't.
I feel like in our house, we just put a lot of garlic in things.
Oh, the garlic's good. Yeah. It's healthy for
you. That could just be part of it.
I don't think you can go wrong with more garlic. I don't know. I could never. I don't know.
And then we did have it on its own, and then we were like, wait, why don't we dip it in the marinara?
Of course.
And it was delicious dipped in the marinara.
So good.
Because you had cheesy marinara bread.
That's the best.
It was great.
That's the best.
So that was very tasty. Very much enjoyed. I think that one was only like $6.
$8, maybe.
It was super cheap.
Nothing super cheap now.
Where is it even at? Why is it not here? Where are you on the menu? Here we go.
Appetizers. It's like by eggplants.
It's right, mozzarella, cannoli bites. Oh, garlic cheese bread. Yeah, it was $6.
Okay, yes.
Super cheap.
That's good.
Like for a nice piece of Provel with a ton of bread. It's great.
Oh, I like hard cheese, but so I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I would. If it's really good, I would pay $10 for it. That's I like garlic cheese bread. So after that, you was going to entrees then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had the chicken marsala, which is pretty much like my go-to Italian meal. I don't know if people know what it is. Essentially, breaded chicken breast or breaded chicken with a nice red wine sauce, marsala sauce with it, with mushrooms, and a bunch of garlic and butter. It's basically right up my alley. I did have a side of white shell pastas because I think it mixes really well with what I do. I'm like a child, so like I'll mix the white pasta with my marsala sauce.
Yeah,
fantastic. If I could take it, like I wouldn't use garlic bread. I would use like the normal. Mm-hmm. Fresh bread and make a sandwich or dip it. Oh, so freaking good.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah. This is not my first time. I've done this so many times. You just like, that's why I say it's like, it's my go-to. I can't even read my notes now.
It looks really good though.
It was. And the portion of it was like, I've been there for lunch and it looks bigger. Mm-hmm. So like, obviously the lunch menus could be a little cheaper, but then the portion, I think is proportioned correctly. It's okay. Like a dinner.
Based on the price.
Yeah. Yeah. It comes with it. So I think you obviously paid more for dinner, but I think you get a bigger plate or bigger portion of it.
Mm-hmm. So that was $22 for the marsala.
Jesus Christ.
And I know that your side of pasta basically, it was probably like $5 if I had to guess.
No. So the pasta came with it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yes.
So, yeah, so basically you got a side of pasta to go with it.
It was great. It was delicious. Highly recommend. The chicken was nice and juicy. It was breaded nice and crispy, too. So the sauce made it really well. The sauce wasn't, like, too overpowering, like with the red wine and all that. I enjoyed it. That's me.
And then I got the pasta con asparagi with chicken. So it's just pasta with asparagus and chicken. And it was a white sauce. So let's see.
What pasta did you get?
It was a linguine.
Okay.
Yeah. It was super delicious. So it was a rich garlic cream sauce with Parmesan cheese, asparagus, and mushrooms. And then I added chicken to that. Before the chicken, it's $16.50, so probably was about $20 once the chicken's added on there. So it came out in a huge bowl. Like, I ended up getting 3 servings out of this.
It was thick.
It was deep. Like, the bowl itself was super thick, and then, like, it was literally, like, layered on top.
I want to say it was 2 deep dish pieces thick.
Yeah.
No, it was thick.
It was phenomenal, because I was just like, how is there this much food here?
Awesome.
So all of that for $20 was a great deal.
Didn't you have like 3 meals with it?
Yeah. No, I ended up 3. Like, I ate basically the top part off of it that night. Uh-huh. And then I took it for lunch the next day to work. And then I had a dinner for the following day.
Yeah.
After work. Like, it was just absolutely phenomenal. I enjoyed it so much, I stopped taking notes.
Yeah.
I got enthralled, and I was just like,
we didn't have a lot of time.
Delightful.
For it.
And so, like, the sauce itself was very, it was very creamy. Like, it all the flavors mixed together very well. It was absolutely delightful.
It wasn't too creamy, like, where it goes, like, you know how, like, like, when we make pasta at home, get it from a jar, it gets, like, too milky or too wet or
not
whatever.
At all. It was, like, the perfect balance.
Okay.
And it was still just as good reheated. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it, you know, I had it a day after and then a day after that.
Did you add more cheese to it?
No. Because I didn't need to.
You always got to add more cheese.
I mean,
You can't go wrong with cheese. Butter and cheese, you can't ever go wrong.
But it really didn't need, I didn't need to.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Because it okay. held its consistency well. And like the flavor was all still there. Mm-hmm. The chicken pieces were all like good sized chicken pieces within it. And it was well mixed together. So it's not like I had, you know, a little bit of chicken on this side, but a lot of chicken on this side. Like, it was all very equal, spaced throughout it. The asparagus still had a little bit of crisp to it, but without, without it being obnoxious.
Was it too soggy or?
No, it was literally crunchy. Like perfect. Like, it had a little bit of crunch to it, but enough where it was super easy to consume it and, you know, not affect the rest of the dining experience, which can be really hard to do with asparagus. Because I feel like asparagus is one of those where it kind of goes back and forth. Like, you can either, you overcook it or you undercook it. Like, it's just, it's kind of a hard food to get used to and to cooking it, so.
I just bake it. That's what I do.
That's what most people do.
You could stir fry it. That's I find that quite difficult.
That's a lot of work.
Well, you stir fry anything, it's a lot of work.
But for something that's, like, in a pasta, which potentially had a lot of heat exposed to it.
That's why most places do broccoli, because you can take that heat.
Yeah.
But broccoli can get pretty chunky.
Yeah. So. But the asparagus was great. It mixed really well with everything. Like I could see the green throughout without being overwhelmed by it.
Okay.
Was
the chicken juicy? Or
yes.
Was it grilled chicken, I'm guessing?
I think it was just a grilled chicken, yeah. But the fact that it was, like, balanced throughout and, like, I felt like I was getting good pieces of chicken. It wasn't just...
You got, like, good chunks. It wasn't, like, sparse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, so it was absolutely worth that.
Good. So then what would... Okay, so what would... I forgot to ask you at the time. Did you like... If you had to choose, what's your favorite pasta type then?
Any kind.
That's not how it works.
My usual go-to, if I get a choice on my pasta, is cavatappi.
Oh, okay.
Which is the super swirly ones.
Yeah.
Which are, like, not macaroni swirly, more swirly. I just love those, and I don't know why.
Mine just go to penne or eggshells. I'm just, like, a classic.
Yeah. Eggshells are really good.
Yeah, I don't, like, I only like macaroni if it's macaroni. I don't like anything else.
Ooh, you know what I haven't had in a long time is, like, the stuffed eggshell ones.
Stuffed eggshells?
Like, you get the really big ones.
And then there's like a ricotta cheese. Like.
Oh, yeah. Those are too big of an eggshell for me. I know what you're talking about. Those are.
I haven't had that in forever.
It's just so stuffed in
there. Yeah, that's why. That's the point. It's delicious.
Okay, good. I didn't. Well, you had something else?
Oh, I did order the cannolis and brought those home with
me. Oh, yeah. How were they?
Delicious.
They were dessert, right?
Yeah.
You want to describe which cannolis you got?
So it was just standard cannolis. I think there was chocolate on them.
Okay.
Might have been chocolate chips in it. No, I don't think so. I think it was just
just chocolate and vanilla?
Yeah. Like, it was just straightforward. It was very tasty.
Did Don have any?
No, because he's ridiculous.
You don't like cannolis?
I offered him. He never grabbed one.
That doesn't mean that he doesn't like cannolis.
Maybe he'd eat it if we were there.
Okay.
But that was only $5. And there were three of them in there. And they were they're mini cannolis, but they were still like a decent size. Mm-hmm. Enough for like a nice little snack. And so they were very tasty. That nice sweet without being overly sweet. Would definitely order those again.
Good. I don't think I've actually had the cannolis there. I'm usually by the time I'm done with lunch or dinner, I'm like stuffed. I'm like, I'm going to sleep. Or I need to go for a walk.
That's fair.
What I usually do.
I'm pretty sure, like, I came home, had a cannoli, and went to bed. Like, so after we finished this meal.
That's about right.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Otherwise, I think everything, like, I think the cost is fine. I mean, it's Italian food, so yeah, it's going to be a little pricier than your average meal. But I think for what you got for, $10 T-Raz, $8 garlic cheese bread, $20, $22 for chicken marsala or pasta.
Yeah, my pasta.
I think that's...
Yeah. Well, and especially since I was able to get so many meals out of mine.
Well, yeah, for you, probably had to get a bigger bang for your buck.
Yeah.
I'm not taking my salad to go. I'm eating the whole thing.
Which is fair.
So.
But it was also one of your cheat days, so.
Yeah, usually these are, the days we go, these are usually my cheat days. But
so
I also
one of those where you're like.
I also have other cheat days, which I'm not supposed to have, but I get really lazy. And everything else in Wednesday is closed at 8 p.m.
They do go to bed really early out there.
I mean, they even go to bed. Just go home.
They just go home. Yeah.
So, anyways, I think that leaves us with just our conclusion on this.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I think I chose this place this time. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the score I was going to give it. I think I was going to give it a 9.
Go for a 9?
I think that was in my mind. I mean, I wasn't going to go lower than an 8.
Yeah.
I
mean, there's nothing I disliked about it.
I'm going to say I'm going to go with my 9. Screw it. Go with my 9. I don't think I had anything wrong with it.
No.
I'm trying to think if there was anything better that they could have done. Maybe it's just, maybe I'm biased because I like going to a place so many years.
It's a good place.
I mean, obviously it could be cheaper, but you can't.
Well, and here's something else. So we went on a Friday at 7:30 in the afternoon or in the evening. So places like that would, I feel like that would be a pretty busy time. And we sat immediately. Our food still came out to us quickly. Everything was still quick. Which I thought was phenomenal.
Know, maybe. I gotta think about this.
It may be more 6 o'clock in that area though.
It's probably more of an earlier dinner time. And it's also the summer too.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's because it's so small sometimes, I just don't think it's gonna be packed.
That's true.
It's kind of more like a local
place
where you have to kind of know about it. I wouldn't say you have to know about it. It's pretty popular, but
yeah. I think I'm going to second you and go for a 9.
Right.
It's delicious and wonderful.
I think it's my first 9.
Yeah. No, I will happily go back there anytime.
Oh. It's a great place.
Heck, it might be something where, I get a takeout for bringing that back home after I work in Chesterfield on some days.
That's a complete opposite direction. You're going to get on 40 hit, and then go east, and then when it hit 141 and go south.
It's not that far.
That's a good 20-minute drive. Not good. It's a 20-minute drive.
I'd say 10 to 15.
It's probably closer to 15 than 10.
Yeah, but by the time I'm driving home anyway. If I'm hungry, I'm hungry. I want food.
Yeah, but there's other pasta places in the valley. There's some spaghetti factory. There's Like, that's how we use it.
Yeah,
that's
how we just did. Yeah, there we go. Uh-huh. But this is really good.
Like, that's true. If you, I've been,
I know it kept. That's the other thing.
Yes.
Like, it kept when I took it home.
Yes. I do like Rich and Charlie's. It's one of my go-tos.
It's absolutely delicious.
Okay. So you got a 9, I got a 9. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all we had. So, you have anything else, Caleb?
No, I think that covers everything.
All right. So, if you guys also been to Rich and Charlie's in Town and Country, I know there's other locations, but I have not gone to.
Or if you've had their pizza as well.
Yeah, please let us know your thoughts on them and their pizza on whatever social media we have down here, and share. We might share your thoughts on our, you know, next episode. But that's all for today. Thanks for listening to us. Join us next week because we hungry.